Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. In my last comment, or was it the one before? They all run together after a while. I was complaining about guys in suits standing before a microphone rambling on about government one way or another. It doesn't matter whether they are state or federal. Most of them are so far removed from the reality of life in the pits, they have no idea what it's like down here. A picture in the Times Standard the other day showed two suits supposedly discussing the insurance mess the government has created. The article said most people were insured, except for the ones who couldn't afford to pay for the insurance coverage. Yeah, like any one with a low-paying job and a couple of kids. The government just says everyone has to buy insurance. Again, how does someone with a family and a low-paying job just buy insurance on top of rent, utilities, car maintenance, food, clothing, and all the expenses of normal living? I worked for almost 50 years in the grocery business and saw how food stamps improved the nutrition of families. Of course, you have your cheats, but the biggest majority are folks trying to stretch the budget to properly feed the family. There are many whose pride won't let them use them, and that's too bad. Now the suits want to cut back on the use of food stamps, thereby defeating the purpose of the whole program. Next, those suits again, want to cut back on home health care and care for the most needy of our population. Again, there are those who abuse it, but what about those who don't? It seems to me that our government, both state and federal, has gotten so big that no one seems to know what's going on right under their noses. On a large scale, dishonest doctors and associated clinics and other connections, according to the media, are conning Medicare out of millions, yet instead of catching them, they cut back payments to the legitimate ones, creating hardships on honest doctors, technicians, and other sources of medical care. To skip the finance, this Stanford guy and that other creep, Madoff, stole billions over the years, and no one did anything about it. Then we have this Holder guy, the Attorney General, who doesn't want anyone to have guns, and was involved in a big, bungled gun-running scheme. Government is getting too big, and that's where we need to cut back. The 4th of July is approaching rapidly, and if you enjoy the fireworks, send a check to Eureka City Hall at 531 K Street, or look for a container at local businesses. There are those who think it's a waste of money, but I think it's a great way of showing our commitment to freedom. I want to send my best wishes to Jimmy and Jackie Smith in his battle with cancer. I've been there and am there again. So, good luck and God's blessings. My friend Bill Cozy is involved with the Timber Heritage Group and has told me about the thievery and vandalism at Fort Humboldt State Park. Closing the parks, period, is a bad deal. But at Fort Humboldt, we are losing valuable equipment. Last but not least, goodbye to Glenn Sitma, a great guy. I met Glenn and Donna when they moved to town, and I'll miss him. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.